Good morning, Peter Gone Company.
Hey, is Peter in by chance?
This is Peter.
Hey, Peter, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up here. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It looks like it was based off some borrowing history you had. It's actually filed as a corp service, which usually indicates it was a working capital. But you guys had been pre-approved here for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base there, see if there were going to be any needs coming up we might be able to help you out with.
No, I'm good at this time, but I appreciate the call.
I got you. Is there a time of the year where you guys are going to look into assessing the business or do bring on equipment or capital?
This is my fat time of year, so generally like around March, April, May is when I try to do an increase in buying inventory and stuff. So
I got
gotcha. Your time.
Yeah, definitely. I see here you guys are filed as a Christmas tree and firewood there. Is obviously the
I do other farm. You know, I do a lot of watermelons and pumpkins and stuff out of the Northwest, and we broker wholesale all through the Midwest, and then we run some retail locations here in San Diego as well.
Oh, wow. So do you distribute, or do you actually grow the product itself?
I do what's called contract farming, where I don't own the land, but mm-hmm. I go in and prepay, and I own the whole field. So all the harvest is mine.
And, I see. So you basically just rent
out the... First right of refusal on any extra from the other fields as well. So it's kind of unique... situation that's good for everybody. The farmer has his money up front. I'm guaranteed my product. We use their labor. I don't have to own the land.
Yeah. How did you get into that as opposed to just, you know, buying your own land? How's that? Is that a pretty easy process?
It was something I approached growers with at one time as mm-hmm. I got bigger and bigger, because I used to just buy, you know, a few hundred Christmas trees from farms, and then now I do tens of thousands of trees. So,
Well,
it'd be a better way and get a lot better, you know, price. Plus, I can control the quality.
And
the numbers that I need.
That's an interesting concept, though. I've never really been introduced to that side.
It's a more complex business than people might realize. You know, not everybody does it like I do. You know, the most independent lots, you know, they don't do nothing like we do. And then we're really big on the firewood side of things.
Gotcha.
Big marketplace now. Everybody has home smokers, you know, the home barbecues mm-hmm. and stuff. And we sell all the exotic woods for people's smokers that no one else even carries. You know, we got like over 20 varieties of wood that we carry just for cooking off of.
Wow.
That's a niche that may not last forever, but right now that is the in thing. I mean, you can even go to Home Depot and buy a smoker now. You know, you don't have like special order it or anything like years past.
Yeah, no, that's a very interesting industry there. Are you guys able to operate then year round?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I do tremendous in the summer months on the cooking wood side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do like I broker watermelons, cantaloupes, and honeydews in the summer months. I get excess when some of the fields are heavy. Well, we'll sell to like grocery store chains. Mostly in the Midwest or back down in the Southeast.
Yeah, so...
We'll sell my whole semi-load at a time.
Yeah, question there for you for how you, like, mm-hmm. predict how much you're going to basically grow. Is it all up front there? You basically have companies that say, we're going to need this X amount, and you grow that, or you just grow it, and then you see what's available?
I always look big. I know I can find a home for it anyway, so I'll know what our prior sales years were, and I always try to bump it 20%.
Okay.
And we have a retail lot in San Diego. Just the retail lot in the last year, we've more than doubled our volume. We'll do a little over 2 million just at the retail lot.
Where's that in San Diego? Because that's where we're located.
It's in Santee.
Okay. Yeah, we're right here in Miramar.
And if anybody looked at it, you'd never realize that it does that kind of volume. But, I had a lot in Mission Valley at one time that was phenomenal, but we moved a little bit farther east. Now just property rents were a little too high in the Mission Valley area, too developed for us, so we're out in Santee now.
I gotcha. Are you guys pretty much just in like Southern California there, or are you guys all over the country?
Yeah. I just do the one retail lot in San Diego now, and then we'll set up and supply other people's lots for them. And so they pretty much will tell them how to do it. mm-hmm. and how to get the lease and how to get the insurance, and we'll give them the product and let them run with it. So it's a business you have to be careful with.
Yeah, it's
in the Christmas tree industry, especially. Unfortunately, every year, you know, people get in it because they need to make a little money, but they end up losing money that they couldn't afford to lose. And, it's only for someone that is really going to be dedicated and really has get themselves a good location and puts the time into it.
Yeah, definitely. On the farmer side there, when they give you their lot, is it just like a flat rate that they charge you, or is it like X amount of whatever you grow they get a cut of? Or?
Yeah, we negotiate a price. We help the contract between the farm and ourselves mm-hmm. so that we're guaranteed all the product that is grown. They provide all the labor, of course, the land.
Equipment as well?
They'll do the maintenance. And the maintenance. And then we bring in our own semis. And usually we have enough staff from their farm to do the harvest. If not, we'll hire out, bring in extra. But a lot of the key is I control my own trucks, too. I'm very blessed that I have dependable drivers and a good source on always getting tractor trailers if I need them, no matter what state it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I can control the delivery times and the loading and all that.
So the farming lands that you do, is the land all across the country, or is that just in California?
No, it's almost all either Northern California or Oregon.
I gotcha. Is it just cheaper up there, or is it just better for growing?
Yes. Yeah, and water, available of water.
That's a huge factor
water
there.
Water is pricey, and the climate isn't just right for a lot of things. I mean, you can grow product in your backyard here successfully, but not on a massive scale mm-hmm. that requires.
Of course. And do you own the trucks outright, or do you just lease those when you get the product?
I own six of them myself.
And six of them, you said?
Most of the time I just use a go to a broker, hey, you got a truck available, and they'll find me one within an hour or two.
I see.
I pay the broker up front, so they're really happy.
Uh-huh.
So if they're really happy, then they take care of me.
There you go. Take care of each other. Exactly. When you pay the farmers there, is it cash that you guys have through the business, or do you guys have like a line of credit you use for that situation? How
no,
are you guys
I
able to
pay cash.
Them? You just pay cash?
I pay cash.
I see.
I would
hope so. And if they're providing all the services,
in the farming industry, they have so much upfront cost before harvest that it's tough on them to they make it work till they get the income back in. And so I'm usually able to negotiate a pretty good contract with them. And
I
utilize pretty much the same farms all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a gamble for them every year just with Mother Nature alone. I mean, them getting some sort of cash amount there up front on the land itself, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then worrying about selling it, worrying about, I have a market when it comes the correct time. And so, like on the Christmas trees, oftentimes I'll pay in January mm-hmm. for the next year's trees, so they got a whole year to work it.
I see. And is there ever a discount there for if you... on the selling side, if you're able to get like X amount, you'll like knock off a discount on the customer side, or is it just a flat rate you charge?
Usually, we pretty hold steady on our prices.
Mm-hmm.
The key to my business is negotiating such a good as best deal I possibly can on the production side. So
I see.
I work hard on getting the truck rate the way I want. I get truck work on my labor. I work on my product costs, and of course the more I buy the better rate I want. So it works. It's a win-win for pretty much everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly
what I'm
saying.
But it takes cash to do it.
Of course.
Cash to it.
How's business been this year for you guys?
We're up about 31% right now. And we've gone through the slowest time of the year. So our busy time starts in about 10 days when we bring the pumpkins in.
I got you. Oh, yeah, with Halloween. Yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh.
And the UCC filing we had there was about a year ago. It was filed as a corp service. It's usually working capital. Do you mind me asking what it was you took that capital out for? Was it just to pay some...
Inventory.
I see. How often do you run into that situation?
Usually spring and summer. because I'm always looking for sources of wood. We bring semi-loads of wood in from out of state. Oregon, Idaho, Montana, the Southeast.
Is it like a big factory you store this at, or?
Big yards. We have one yard that's got 4,000 cords of wood in it.
Wow.
That's a lot of wood.
That's a lot of wood.
A lot of inventory, but it is. But we sell a lot, too. So, and then we bring it in from semi-loads at a time, 20, 22 cords on a truck.
Yeah. Have you guys ever gotten into, like the winery side with the barrel works and stuff like that? Do you guys ever get into that?
I haven't, no.
Interesting, interesting. I've got a buddy up there, and they've got just barrels and barrels of wood, so it was just interesting to see that side. I never even had known. But,
sure.
But yeah, you know, if you are running into these inventory situations here, you know, in a few months from now, or if you are looking maybe to bring on some equipment and you don't want to use cash up front, you maybe want to refinance it, it's definitely something we can help you out with.
Okay.
Did you have a good email there? I could shoot you my information for if anything does come up for you.
Sure you can. It is my name, Peter, P-E-T-E-R.
Okay.
And then my last name, G-A-U-G-H-E-N.
Okay.
And that's at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, yeah, I'll shoot that over there to you. It'll just summarize the offer we did send out. Like I said before, you know, you were pre-approved for right around $250K for equipment and capital. It'll just kind of summarize that offer. My direct contact information will be in there as well. You know, and if
already. Well, thank you.
I appreciate it, Peter. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be in touch.
Because I'll really be making some business decisions come like January 1 because, you know, we have a big banner year. I'll really know a feel which way I want to go next year.
Is that when your fiscal year ends as well?
Yeah, because it's end of Christmas, so it's easy to just make it January 1. So, and then, you know, I can get a usually pretty good read on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no expert or anything like that, but
this
is going to be a strong year for at least what I do.
Yeah.
The weather's cooling off earlier than normal. I mean, we're going to get hot this weekend, but it's not like it's 105 or something like that.
Yeah, no.
So it's more like fall last night. It's a little bit cooler, you know. And when it's cooler, people feel like the holidays. If you have a great Halloween period, then Thanksgiving, Christmas are going to be right in line with it.
And, yeah, man.
A little surprising because election years, it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it does not matter. Usually those are a little iffy because people are a little
they're on
uneasy
standstill.
Or unsure, you know. And, I mean, there's certain presidents we've had in the past that have had unbelievable years while they were in office, but I don't know if that had anything to do with anything. you know, I just see this year that people are not really holding back too much. It seems like they're buying a little more.
Well, that, I mean, that's good to hear.
A lot of cards. They use the card a lot. It's like a retail lot. 87% of our business is on cards.
Really?
Almost no cash. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Usually it's more like maybe 40, 45%. But everybody uses it as a debit card now. They just don't, you know, they don't carry cash.
No, yeah. Wow. I mean, yeah, it sounds like you got a lot of things coming your way. If you do have any projects that you're looking to maybe add on or, you know, some inventory to take a discount on, definitely reach out.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, I'll maybe touch base here with you in maybe a month or two, see where things are at, if we can help you out.
Yeah, because if I get, like, some wholesale orders or something for Christmas and where I can move another 10 semis or trees, you know, somewhere, well, I'll certainly take you up on that because it's not cheap. You know, a semi-load of Christmas trees can go into $30,000.
Really?
So depending on the type of trees and stuff.
And that's all up front, too, with it, isn't it?
And then, oh, yes, yeah. And then freight that time of year is high, too, because you're competing with the Washington apple harvest up north, and which takes unbelievable a number of trucks out of service for transportation.
I see. So you're limited there on
the
trucking side?
Last year at Thanksgiving, I know that there was 4,800 loads waiting to be picked up in the Northwest.
Really?
4,800 loads.
Waiting.
No trucks to pull them. Yeah.
Just low on the trucks themselves, or just couldn't get drivers?
Yeah, you know, a few years ago when the economy was poor, many of the American independent truck drivers got out of the business. They couldn't afford to stay in.
No, yeah, and that's actually been a majority of our business.
Yeah, they sold their trucks to a lot of Middle Eastern, a lot of Russian ownerships. And they own a lot of the independents now. But they are a little more ruthless on rates. true businessmen.
Hey, business is business with them, definitely.
And it's not unusual if you book with someone that you haven't done business with, and let's say you've agreed to haul a load from Portland to San Diego and you're going to pay them $3,500.
Wow.
If they get an offer that's more, then they won't pick your load up and they just drop you and don't answer the phone and they go somewhere else. And then they play a waiting game. Nobody wants to work Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah,
and last year it went as high as $6,200 for the freight from one truck from Portland to San Diego, where normally it's about $35, $32, right in there.
Double the price. Wow.
Double the price.
Do you have a
Thanksgiving weekend?
Do you have a good amount of like go-to guys you'll have if you do need some extra trucks there?
Yeah, I go through a couple of companies, and you know, they're not here to gouge me, and if they think it's too high, then they'll just pass on it and find me a truck. But I give them the dates way in advance, 2 months in advance. They know what I need, so they have ample time to work it. So
yeah. How often are you running into that where you need more than the six trucks? Is it pretty often with most of the projects there, or is it?
It did in June this year because I was moving all these watermelons. And all my regular trucks that I use, I had them tied up on other projects. They were up in Montana bringing wood out of Columbia Falls for me, and a couple were up in the Boise area. So it was one of those, timing is everything. And sometimes it means I need to jump in like 72 hours to make something happen. Mm-hmm. So I had to use some other trucks and got it done. But, you know, it's a little, it's easier to plan it out ahead of time, but don't always have that luxury.
Of course.
If something like that's super perishable, you got to move it quick. And once like pumpkins are cut off the vine or watermelons are on the vine, they come in these giant cardboard boxes. And they can't stand there very long because they're sitting on top of each other. So they'll get bruise spots by the weight because it's like 900 pounds in one of those boxes. So after 2 or 3 days, they need to get out of there or you're going to have some breakdown. And then they've got to keep the temperature right on them too.
Yeah. So the good news here too with our programs, if you are having those situations, you know, where you got a small window to take advantage of it, we're able to get you approved in 24 hours. Once you're in the system, the offer is good for 90 days, and if you are ready to pull the trigger, you give us a call and you're funded in another 24 hours. So if you are having these situations here where you need to move quick and you need to take advantage of an opportunity or a project, that's definitely where we were able to step in. We're able to get you funded quick. You can get your operations going, and you're not able to miss out on an opportunity. Have you ever had that happen in the past there where you literally had to pass up on something just because you...
Oh, I have. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's just, when there's some kind of crisis or something, well, it affects a lot. I think, an example, like all the flooding down in Louisiana and Texas and Alabama you had about 3 or 4 weeks ago, well, that wiped out a lot of the regular sources in that area for commodities.
Yeah.
So we bailed a couple grocery stores out. We sent them a couple semis of pumpkins, not pumpkins, but watermelons.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get produce out of the Midwest. And my drivers are smart. If it's horrible weather or a tornado or something, well, they just sit at the truck stop and wait. And then they just, as soon as it's clear, a few hours later, we're off to go again. And most of my deliveries we can deliver in the middle of the night, too, so they make up time that way. But we're able to go into where it's someone else's misfortune. We can kind of jump on the opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't gouge people. It's not like, hurricane zone and they triple the price of plywood or something like that to board up your house.
Yeah.
We don't do that. I mean, it's not regular price. It's just we're able to move fast in most cases.
Yeah. Let me ask you a quick question here, because on the working cap, you know, we base it off of gross annual sales. What did you guys do in sales last year, just so I can get a rough estimate here, if you had it off the top of your head?
About 1.1 million.
1.1. Okay.
So we'll be close to 2 this year.
Okay. Oh, wow.
We're way up this river.
Wow. Well, on the working cap side, based off those numbers, just rough estimates, we're probably able to free up anywhere, I'd say, from 90 to like 140,000. And it's going to be unsecured cash there for the business. So you can use it for however you see fit. And like I said, once you're in the system, you're approved, you'll kind of know what you have in the back pocket. It might be just a good resource there for you as kind of a secondary source of funding. And if this is this something you usually run into in the winter season or the summer season there with the quick
summer.
The summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually late spring and summer.
Late spring, summer. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something you might want to have just in the back pocket as a, you know, plan B for if something does come up. You got something already in the holster. You give us a call. You're able to get the funds in, and you can keep continuing the operations. But like I said, you know, we can maybe touch base here in another month or two, kind of just assess the business then. If you see some predictions there on some projects you do have coming in, or if you just want to get in the system just to have a back pocket there for you, we can get the ball rolling for you.
Well, I appreciate it. Well,
all right, Peter. Yeah, man, it was great talking to you. We'll be in touch.
You as well. All okay, right, well, we'll talk maybe a month and a half or so.
Sounds good.
Okay, sir. All right, have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.